Hello. Today I will be discussing whether the quantification of homelessness is a useful tool in the fight to end homelessness. Homelessness is hard to define. The researchers that partake in the Rough Sleepers Count define it as people sleeping, about to bed down, or actually bedded down in the open air. People in buildings or other places not designed for habitation. This definition, however, does not include those who are in hostels or shelters, those sofa surfing, and people who might be on campsites or squatting. That alone proves that the quantification can be problematic. According to core.ac.uk, their viewpoint on measuring homelessness is that these full census counts are largely unsuccessful and very expensive. However, there is an argument to be said that the statistical data collected by the Rough Sleepers Count is a useful political tool, as Germany don't quantify the number of rough sleepers in their country, leading to manufactured ignorance, according to Proctor in 2008, as they don't see homelessness as a problem because they choose not to acknowledge homelessness. One way in which we can discover why purely using statistics isn't a good enough political tool to fight to end homelessness is through LGBTQIA+ youth and their experience with homelessness. Unreal, unsheltered, unseen and unrecorded, the multiple invisibilities of LGBTQI+ homeless youth is an academic article written in 2021 that discussed that youths that identify with the LGBT community that are also homeless face many challenges that could not be seen through a Rough Sleepers Count, as in relation to the article, there are wider structural factors to homelessness like poverty, unaffordable living, and for LGBT homeless youth, especially discrimination and inequality. Simply putting a number on these people does not address the bigger political issues surrounding homelessness. LGBTQIA+ youth are often overrepresented in the population of homeless young people and face more risks because of their sexuality or gender expression. Attempting to quantify LGBT homelessness is challenging in the way measuring any form of homelessness is. However, these specific groups are often invisible. They don't use mainstream homeless services, according to Curry et al. In 2017, and a lot of data could be skewed by the way that gender identity and sexuality is recognised and defined, according to Durso and Gates in 2012. If the Rough Sleepers Count really was a useful political tool, then it should be able to highlight where there is such a high percentage of LGBT homeless youth. There is a vary between 18 and 37%. And why LGBT homeless youth feel that they need to conceal their identity. No count has ever been able to identify how many homeless LGBT youths there are, let alone the reason they ended up in that position. When looking at policymakers in Dublin, they identified that many LGBT homeless youth are very reluctant to even accept their homelessness. The reasoning for this thought process has yet to be addressed politically. We can only make assumptions that is based on fear. In the 1990s, there was an increased government action to address youth homelessness, carrying into the 2000s with the 2001 Youth Homelessness Strategy. However, within that strategy, there was no mention of LGBT homeless youth. Even with positive political policies like the 2015 Same-Sex Marriage Bill, these laws of inclusion didn't extend to the LGBT homeless youth. Therefore, the quantification of homelessness through things like the Rough Sleepers Count is not a useful political tool because using the example of the overrepresentation of LGBT homeless youth shows that there is a lack of policy being made by the government to offer safe spaces for those people. Many LGBT homeless youth are scared to use homeless shelters or other services out of fear for personal safety. There is so many structural and psychological reasoning behind homelessness that the needs of these people cannot be addressed through numbers alone. Actions need to be taken instead. On the other hand, though the quantification of homelessness does have its faults, it's still needed, as it provides numbered amounts that can be visibly seen, and with that data, the severity of the problem of homelessness is compact. Taking a look at the information provided from Nadine Narquat's 2016 article, Counting the Countless, Statistics on Homeless and the Spatial Ontology of Political Numbers, we can begin to understand that the quantification of homelessness may be more important as a political tool than first thought. In Germany, there is a distinct lack of data in regards to homelessness. The article suggests that the lack of any number is a harm to society, as they give knowledge of the state, so in the eyes of German lawmakers, homelessness is not a problem. There is no standardized definition of homelessness. There is a government refusal to establish homeless statistics, constituting in a case of manufactured ignorance, according to Proctor in 2008. There is a need for statistics according to cult, as they give power knowledge and stress the importance of modern governmentality. On a macro level, statistics make the population visible and allow for the government to embed law and regulation on towards society. For example, the welfare system would not be something that would be implemented without stats. Trying to quantify homelessness is difficult, as previously established, but it is not impossible. It's complete ignorance to ignore homeless people in census data, as they still live and contribute to the society we live in. The German government do understand that psychological problems can lead to homelessness, but with this idea, it's seen as a justification not to take note of any statistical data, rejecting the understanding of homelessness as a form of social exclusion. Overall, this close look into Germany's rejection of the quantification of homelessness highlights the importance of statistics and how governments are able to better understand what they may need to address when that data is in a stat format. Not quantifying homelessness is just as dangerous as only quantifying homelessness. Looking at the work of Shelter Now, an activist group that is unpacking the politics of homelessness in a small city in California, this organisation is just the start of possible future press groups that hope to allow more rights for the homeless. They advocate for safe zones as well as wanting to minimise arrests, with that try to eliminate risk and harassment. They are pressuring local government and shelters to include homeless people in decision-making processes. Through the quantification of homelessness, so often the homeless are seen as purely a number or statistic. Groups like Shelter Now seem radical, but really, they are just advocating for the homeless to be seen as people. The Rough Sleepers Count does not provide the government justification enough to allow homeless people to be included within political discussion, despite how these laws may affect their lives. Many government officials see the stats taken from the Rough Sleepers Count as face value. They see it as the snapshot figure that it is, providing that there is a large amount of homelessness. That then makes lawmakers believe that there is a problem that needs to be solved, instead of looking at the larger picture. That is, why is there such an alarming rate of homelessness in the first place? Political tools have been put in place because of the quantification of homelessness. Things like harsh lighting in train stations and the anti-homeless benches seen all around the country. This then brings into question, are these political tools deemed useful? That depends on your personal viewpoint on homelessness. These political tools, though in place, aren't putting an end to homelessness, therefore aren't useful. In conclusion, the quantification of homelessness is not entirely a useful political tool to end homelessness. Though the Rough Sleepers Count provides important statistics that the government do react to, the political action isn't useful in putting an end to homelessness altogether. Completely ignoring stats, however, is equally as bad of an idea than only focusing on stats is, as we can see through Germany's take on the matter. A good alternative would be to use both quantitative and qualitative data, as it would provide the numbers as well as the reasoning behind those numbers, in order for the government and wider society to break away from the controversial claim that all homeless people are either mentally ill or drug addicts, and instead shift the narrative to try and help them. Homelessness is an ever-changing, ever-growing phenomenon. Therefore, trying to reduce these people to a number will always be hard. The homeless community is rare, exclusive, and hard to access. The Rough Sleepers Count is only a snippet of homeless life. Truly understand the inner workings of homeless people, you would have to experience it firsthand. Thank you for listening to my discussion on to what extent do you think the quantification of homelessness, for example, the Rough Sleepers Count, is a useful tool to fight to end homelessness. I hope you enjoyed listening. I enjoyed discussing. So thank you. This has been a podcast by Zoe Bottrell.